to develop these into scenarios for feedback, and staff will then share this recommended path forward to council, recognizing the varying visions for the future. Council will decide to move forward and or make adjustments. So thank you so much for, again, being here. I really appreciate all of your input as we begin this process. Okay, now we're going to do introductions. What we'd like to do is I'm going to choose somebody, and we'll just go table by table. If you would share your name, and then one thing, a big long dialogue, we don't have time. I would love to hear it, but not right now. What excites you about the future of
Bob Murphy, I'm a resident. I am in the flight path. I live between the airport and J Road. And it excites me about Boulder. I think it's a great place to live. I've been here for 40 years and have a great future.
Jeff Ingham. I never really thought about Boulder for a long time. I grew up here. Some of us here back in the early 80s.
My name is Matt Dickerson. I am a glider pilot at the airport, and I think I'm excited for the opportunity for education and integrating aviation at the airport. That's what I'm excited about.
I am Janet Heimer, and I'm excited about Boulder. It's like, okay. I guess my biggest concern is affordable housing, and I love it.
I'm Jill Adriana, and the possibility of more affordable housing is so exciting about the future.
I think it's a small city that kind of does big things. Ambitious goals and tries to be.
Hi, I'm Laura Kaplan, and what excites me about the future of Boulder is more inclusive and accessible.
My current and what excites me about Boulder is extraordinary reading, fabulous innovation, wonderful possibilities, huge goals, and yeah.
I'm excited about the Boulder Dash. I am Glenn Berlinger. I think one of the things that excites me most about Boulder is that it's one of the populations in America, and it excites me that we that way.
I'm Glenn Marshman, native of Boulder, and I've been flying out of Boulder Airport for 49 years, and obviously I love Boulder.
Carl Lawrence. And I think it's excites me as the people of Boulder and the level at which they have responsibility for the planet.
My name is
Robinson
McDonald, and I am in the Boulder S Park region, just recently moved down to Boulder 2 years ago. What excites me about Boulder is all the opportunities that we have to outdoors, from going for a
hopefully everybody can get together and establish some sort of a concrete recommendation that lasts. I want to be back in this room in 2 years. So that's what I'm excited about. We can come up with something great, and it satisfies and touches all those wonderful points that everybody wants. It's better.
Your project team, Andrew?
Andrew Seattle,
Boulder
Airport.
Great.
Or unique things that we need.
So I keep calling him going, hey, did you go to this place or this place? You know, I live up in the mountains and I'll be coming down working with the team and I'm really excited. I'm Casey Major and I am also and I am here as a representative.
Jeffrey Range, I am with an organization, North Boulder, some of their associates, to sell patients and for engagement.
When I got here, I couldn't believe the passion off airport and on airport. And this information and some of the just lack of understanding. We're talking about master plans that install the world hunger and every other song, including the Boulder Airport. And I said the master plan was supposed to address the issue right hand that brought you here. So that is conversation was put together. So I ask that you come here with an open mind, seek to understand, listen, and find some of the common ground for successful airports in this country, the ones that have wonderful relationships with the community, have compassion for one another because they realize they are neighbors, realize that they coexist, and they can always seek for how they can minimize impacts on the community. Old word, all past, but far the freedom proper rule of life, so
conversations I've had with many of you, and I'm really excited to be here today. Allison, or excuse me, Kathleen is going to talk about her. Everyone get a Google link. Then raise your hand if you did not get the Google link. See, okay. We'll take care of that and make sure that we down there. That in the Google Drive was a bunch of free work, and I know that was a lot to read, and we don't expect you to read all of it before this. Please feel free to go through and use that slide as a resource. We'll continue to put documents in there as well. We've got a pretty large group. I think we've got 30 folks listed as charter, and we had 145 people apply. So we're really excited that you're here, but we thought tonight would be a good time to talk about our participation charter. And what we'd like to do is just pass the charter around and have you sign your signature. This just sort of says, hey, this is our commitment to this group to work together, to roll up our sleeves, to focus on the goals and decision-making process. Jeff, do you want to talk a little bit about the decision-making process or the charter in general?
Yeah, Allison talked about the role of your input to the project team. We want to think of interviews, public meetings coming up shortly, as well as several points of input with the goal of trying to identify the widest range of interest and concerns of members possible and try to pick those interests can be combined and integrated. So I've heard some folks have been around talking about trying to find something durable, and one way that things are durable is that it integrates their folks and try to find ways to avoid concerns that this will have. What that's this overall project. this doesn't necessarily mean that everyone loves it, but can you live with those decisions and those ideas, based again, be integrating the various ideas, the various experiences that are in this group. Again, the idea here is to get information from the project team, you all discuss, they brainstorm, complex ideas, basic, and you will be one of several inputs back.
I've got the master copy up here, so if there's anything in here that you can't live with, fill me aside privately and let's talk about it. But other than that, I think we're ready to get started. I'm sorry, this commitment is sort of saying, we got to work together. So we're going to listen to each other, talk, debate, come up with ideas, and we just kind of laid out some of the goals that were already stated as part of the talk.
But she got her name on the list, but the geographical letter gets on that stuff. But her comments, some of those left. This connects between what I'm hearing about. This is about character, and this is about support. And yet, the city council is on record of wanting to close it and don't tell us the way. Is it this connect when it says there is no predetermined future plan? Okay, it's not predetermined, but they're on record. It's hard for me to find this in good faith. This is true for all of us, including those of the city and the council. You're asking a lot for me to say in the sense that I can only say that it's just accept it. Since I have the floor open, I'm very disturbed with the part of this in the mainly numbers. The two mobile home parks in Gun Barrel were solicited for Dread Rivers. There are almost 400 single family condo owners between here and 47th. Were never invited. Because we were not directly impacted. I would argue that since mobile home park really meant that's my house, we were as directly impacted as anybody else, and we were never part of the initial discussion that got you to some over here. So, I mean, that's another reason why I struggle with this charter as stated purpose and what I know to have on record from the city council as they're going to put approving this leases on that. Looking at not funding MAA anymore because they've got one.
I think that is the intent of the charter. The intent of the second page of the charter is to have you all in this room agree to your commitment to have respectful. I will tell you that our next meeting, we are going to talk about a meeting two, Carol. Okay, a meeting two, we're going to talk about the reality of the process it would take to shut down an airport. Not as an option, but just as facts of what that would be. So that's the meeting two. We know that's come up a lot. Ideas on the table with each other, figure out how we're going to work together. But meeting two, we'll start with the next meeting, the scenario of And the Boulder Valley Comprehensive is a joint training effort between the city and the county, and that's where a lot of the we try to implement those plans through sub-community and area plans, department, and also our outcome-based budgeting processes. And those, you know, take those policies, look at conditions on the ground, and really think about how can we make some strategic changes that will then influence, you know, energy zoning, development standards, and where we make investments through the capital improvement program operating budget. So some of the documents and actions that will influence future decisions, and along with this group's input, on that comprehensive plan, some of the work that was done as part of the community plan, of course, our transportation master plan, and our craft, and actually the future of airport. Yeah. No questions about plans?
What we're planning to cover. So in meeting number two, this is where we're going to dive into vision, the idea of areas of improvement, challenges, and looking to develop criteria for a range of areas. In meeting three, we're looking at getting new time frames, and that's where we're going to be really honing in on that development of the criteria for the range of areas. So we're going to have three breakout areas, and we have one breakout area in this room, and this is going to be discussing the history of the airport, what's going on, factual information. This side of the room, we're going to table together, and we're going to talk about community building on this side of the room. And on this side of the room, we're going to talk about kind of the summary. A number of interviews. We have some in-depth conversations with people, and we're going to talk about that information. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to count off 1, 2, 3, and the intention is you're going to start in one space, and you're going to move after 2 minutes. So, within about 15, 20 minutes, we'll have 7. So I'm just going to start with you. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay, so we're going to have the 1 go in this room, 2 we're going to scoot the table together, and 3 we're going to go here.
And then at the end, we're all going to come back together.
Please take your tag card with you and your paper.
And what about our signature?
Thank you.
Yeah, because we can't really put it on the board.